I think the main kind of central areas in the conurbation for Bournemouth and Poole will pretty much be okay. Obviously, the flooding is a real issue if you're right on the coastline. But in terms of the kind of areas off of the coast, those businesses will generally be okay. I think retail probably must be being hit in terms of the weather and people not wanting to go, shopping and in this kind of wind and rain. I think also potentially for businesses that are making deliveries to different areas, they must obviously be experiencing some challenges as well.
I suppose a lot of Visit Dorset and Bournemouth information, they're sort of saying, we are open for business, don't stay away if you can help it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, tourism, and spend of people out and about is obviously very important in the economy. Like I said, the central areas of Dorset will probably be okay. But we are very much open for businesses, but people just need to be aware of where there are flooding and take precautionary measures, basically.
Have you had any businesses who've come to you and said they've been flooded themselves or have felt the brunt of the weather more directly than just, losing a bit of footfall?
No, not directly. We've obviously been speaking to businesses that are telling us they're finding it very difficult to get out and about, very difficult to get deliveries out and about as well, and difficulties in arranging meetings and visiting suppliers. But that's the kind of main feedback we've had.
What sort of things are you doing at the Chamber there to sort of help those businesses?
I mean, the advice we're giving very much is to keep informed in terms of weather reports. I know the Environment Agency are giving a huge amount of information, and it's absolutely essential that businesses do have their finger on the pulse, keep the radio switched on in terms of routes that are open, and really make sure their workforce remains safe at all times.
I suppose it's quite prolonged as well. There doesn't seem to be any sort of let-up, and like you say, if people are avoiding going out in the wet and windy weather, I suppose businesses are scratching their head and going, when is this going to end? Like we all are, quite frankly.
I would agree. I think we're all completely fed up with the weather. I certainly am. And it seems that the ground is just getting wetter and wetter and, less able to absorb the water all the time. I think people really just need to hang in there. It will start to subside soon. So, let's keep our fingers crossed that the weather does start to improve.
I know it sounds pretty callous, but do you think there are any businesses in Dorset that are benefiting from the bad weather?
I would think people that are selling wellies, umbrellas, wet weather gear are probably doing very well indeed. I'm sure there must be some businesses that are benefiting, perhaps businesses that are selling inflatable boats and rafts and those sorts of things. But obviously it's a very difficult climate for both householders and businesses. So, let's hope it starts to improve soon. I mean, I attended a breakfast meeting of Dorchester Chamber of Commerce just this morning, actually, and they had an amazing turnout of around 50 businesses. And clearly there's real concerns about the weather from the business community, but they're very much carrying on and pushing forward. But, the conditions were absolutely appalling. I was in the village of Charminster, just outside of Dorchester, and it really was very nasty with lots of water on the road. So clearly it's very challenging for businesses right across the whole of the county.